Saturday of the fifth week of Easter, year B, 2024. This morning's passage from John would really have gotten Pierre Teilhard de Chardin off and running. And if you brought this passage close to a copy of the text of Vatican II's Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World, a.k.a. Gaudium et Spes, one or the other might catch fire. Of course, in John's Gospel, world has at least three meanings. First of all, it's the cosmos that God created and declared very good. And the term also can mean the whole human race that God so loved that God sent the only Son to save it. And the world can mean also, very negatively, human beings insofar as they close themselves to God's saving love for them revealed in Jesus. I would be very cautious about using world with this third meaning. For one thing, we do not know who is subjectively closing themselves off from God's love. Only God knows that. And no one can definitively close themselves off until they die and their earthly lives as earthly have come to an end. When we die, our freedom comes to its definitive stance, one which we freely choose. As C.S. Lewis put it, if someone says definitively as they are dying, "My will be done," God says, "Amen." When we die saying to God, "Your will be done," God says, "Amen." In the history of Christianity, there have been various attitudes towards the world. Flight from the world was an early understanding of monasticism, and that was in the air even when I entered the Jesuit novitiate at Wernersville in 1956. And we all know about the huge ambivalence some Christians have shown about matter and human sexuality. And a long-lasting message has been that this veil of tears is but a testing place for us to show whether we are worthy of the real thing, namely heaven. Teilhard had a radically different view. His great struggle was his love for God and his love for the earth, for the evolving cosmos. He was passionate about our planet and the opportunities for ever greater development, particularly through the evolution of human consciousness personally and collectively. He came to realize that in Christ we can love this earth passionately while loving God with all our mind and all our heart. After all, the infinite mystery we call God has made it very clear that God loves the earth and our cosmos with a passionate, self-sacrificing love. And we are called to share more and more in that divine love for our evolving planet and our evolving universe.